two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabba-dooey. You're
then away we go.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Pork Therapy.
Well, thank you, Stephanie.
In the idyllic pastures of Grafton.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Welcome to our show, and we're so glad to have you listening tonight.
Thank you. I'm listening.
Well, they're listening, yes. not tonight, but
thank
anytime.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for talking.
Thank you for talking, Mike, with me, not at me.
at you, huh? Right. Around you? Something. I am talking near you.
You are, and I'm very glad for that. So anyway, should we start our show?
We're
Pork Therapy. And you can find out more about us by going to our website at porctherapy.com. And of course, the pork stands for porcupine, which is a lover of freedom and liberty, right, Mike?
That's a metaphor for a lover of freedom and liberty. If you walk up to a porcupine and ask him that, you probably get a face full of quills.
Hmm, yeah.
So
it doesn't sound too friendly when you put it like that.
No, we are a metaphor. Porcupines are a metaphor.
We are a metaphor. Very deep.
What
one.
Is a metaphor? Oh, for, I don't know.
Oh, cute. I like that.
Okay, so we're going to start the show with feedback from a previous show. Actually, the previous show, right?
The previous show. Actually, no, I think there'll be one more coming out in between, this one and
so
the previous one that we're referring to.
Which is our giggling show, episode 110.
Exactly. We just finish each other's sentences, Mike. You see how we've been doing it for so long, this show, that we just
know what, we're gonna say.
What each other's going to say. Our brains have melded. Right, Mike?
Like the Spock thing?
Yeah.
Ah.
The Vulcan mind meld. That's not nerdy.
And I disavow any knowledge of what we're talking about.
I saw that Star Trek uniform in your closet.
Nope.
I know you have it in you.
No. I never actually liked Star Trek anyway.
Oh, I did.
I was way into The Next Generation for 2 seasons, and that's it.
Just 2 seasons?
Just 2. Maybe
3.
Were
you more into Days of Our Lives?
Ugh. Actually, I was more into The Next Generation than I was into Days of Our Lives.
Did you ever go to a Star Trek convention?
No.
Meet women?
No. Well, you wouldn't meet them at a Star Trek convention. No, I'm just kidding. But I never went to one.
So, listener feedback from the giggling episode, right?
Yes.
Okay, feedback from the giggling episode. So, a while ago, we did a question about giggling, and on its surface, it sounded kind of like a innocuous question. It was something about why do women giggle more when they're in groups of other women. And the question asker then threw in a little curveball at the end, relating it to my recent appearance on the School Sucks podcast. And you, of course, can check them out at schoolsucksproject.com. Is that right?
I believe it is.
All right. And we'll post that link in our show notes, of course. So I was recently on that show discussing traditional gender roles and kind of how they affect kids that then grow up into adults. But the question asker related that show to giggling and said, how does the propensity of women to giggle relate to the learned attribute of acquiescence?
Right. And we talked about it pretty well.
Yeah, we had a really good, serious discussion, very productive about that. And then the listener wrote back with some feedback, which we wanted to share with you all. So here goes.
Who's going
to
read it?
I don't know. Let's flip a coin, Mike, like we do every time.
Who's going to flip the coin?
You.
Should we flip a coin to see who flips a coin?
Yes. Okay. Flip. You flip the coin.
Flip. Caught it. It's heads. What are you going to call?
This is pointless. I'll read the feedback.
Okay.
Okay, so the feedback says, I must confess, my question was sort of a leading question because I already had thoughts of my own. It is my belief that giggling is part of an underlying need for acceptance or to avoid confrontation.
Go ahead.
Those were basically what we
right.
what we had guessed on the show. So
right.
I guess we were on the same wavelength as this question asker.
Okay.
So then his feedback continues. I'm not really talking about the isolated giggle or or giggles, but the repetitive giggle. I remember back in high school noticing that if I was in a group which included several women, there was always a good deal of giggling going on, and who knows why, but it definitely disrupted any serious or worthwhile communication between the group. Anyway, I might be belaboring the point, and there are so many other forms of avoidance behavior like giggling that deserve more attention, so I'm trying not to make this email too long. That is very interesting.
What, that he's trying not to make it too long?
No, it's interesting because he said that the giggling kind of derailed the serious conversation. And I think that sort of goes along with what we talked about in the last episode.
Right, especially if serious could be interpreted as confrontational.
Political or confrontational, yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Or I guess even stressful. If it's just too serious and you're stressed, it's the same thing. You want to avoid that.
Yeah. And as we discussed on this episode of School Sucks, political conversations are by their very nature usually confrontational. So
yep.
It makes total sense. It fits in with the whole meme of there are fewer women into liberty, which we discussed at length on this Gender Roles podcast tonight. Which he originally referred to. And I think we can put the link again in the show notes. Why the hell not?
We're trying
to increase our reach, right?
Yes.
For all you WordPress geeks out there. But anyway, so the feedback goes on. I enjoyed the show and I appreciate the ongoing podcast. I tend to see all the subtleties in life, so it isn't always easy to find. Don't worry, Stephanie. I am not trying to give you a complex about your giggling. Phew! I'm glad.
And you're giggling.
And yet I continue to giggle. Yeah. And then he goes on. It actually is part of what makes your podcast great amongst all the other overly serious ones. I've been listening to talk radio for the past 20 years, and at times I just can't take all the seriousness. Plus, the quality of content is getting to be less and less all the time.
Hopefully he's talking about other shows.
Yeah, not our... Exactly. Could be interpreted many ways. And then finally he says, in view of all this, I guess there is a balance that could be attained between the giggling and being serious that would be suitable to all.
No.
Mike says no.
How can any one thing be suitable to all?
Oh, I guess that's true, Mike. I have to agree with you.
He's right that there's a balance to be attained between the giggling and being serious that would be suitable to him. And it's probably a different balance than would be suitable to you or to our other listeners.
Oh, yeah. I turn the giggling up to 11.
But this giggle goes to 11.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
What movie is that from? Airplane?
Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap. That's right. I'm sorry. I derailed that conversation with my giggling.
I completely agree with everything he said. That is an opinion. Except for that last little phrase, the last clause in his last sentence, suitable to all, that doesn't work for me, but...
Yes, if we take all to mean all of the people who are on this show, meaning you and me, we probably couldn't even find a balance that would be suitable for both of us.
And that's why representative government doesn't work, by the way.
Exactly. This is a great point, because when someone claims to represent you, how can you even represent two people? Let alone 2,000 people, let alone 2 million people. It just doesn't work. There's no way. That's why representative government is such a fallacy, and I'm so glad you brought that up, Mike. Because at some point we have to actually remember that we are anarchists, and we don't just talk about our listeners' questions, but we do talk about
relate them
too.
To a peaceful voluntary society,
exactly,
which is what we're
which
about.
Which is why we're doing this
yes.
show.
Okay.
Right. So on to our question. Do we have a question tonight?
We actually do. I guess that means since you read that, I read this. Is that how that works?
I think that's fair.
All right.
Is that okay with you, Mike?
Yeah, it works.
Okay.
It's a short one. Short question. We'll see how long the answer is. Why is it so hard to accept favors from friends? I often try to do favors for my friends and refuse their offers of payment, like cash or by buying me lunch or something. But when friends do favors for me, I feel bad if I don't compensate them in some way.
Hmm. Okay, this is an interesting question. So let me just paraphrase it to make sure I understand. So this person does favors for their friends.
Yep.
And then when the friends try to compensate the question asker in some way, the question asker feels no need to take any payment.
Right.
Or compensation. Wants to just do a favor for the sake of doing a favor.
Okay.
But yet, when it goes the other way, when the tables are reversed...
He feels bad about not compensating them.
Right. Exactly. So, why would that be?
Well, there's probably a billion reasons, but I don't know any of them.
Not even a one?
I have this issue as well.
Really?
And so, first of all...
So, you relate to the question asker?
Totally.
Okay.
totally relate to the question asker. You mentioned something, and that was that you think it's different for different people. And that should have been obvious to me, but wasn't. Of course, it's not difficult to accept favors from friends for everyone. Some mm-hmm. people probably can do it with no problem, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I mentioned that.
Well, you probably mentioned it because you feel the same way as the question asker, but we want to emphasize that probably not everyone does feel this way.
Right. So it's not hard to accept favors from friends for everyone. Some people have no problem. I do have a problem mm-hmm. with it. I totally relate to this question.
And you have no idea why that might be?
Well, I have an idea. I have an idea why it might be true for me. I don't know about anyone else, and I'd like feedback from you about some other ideas.
Sure.
I think I don't like accepting favors because I don't like to be a bother or a burden
mm-hmm.
or trouble, mm-hmm. you know? So it seems to me, and I don't even know if that's true. I mean, that is true, but I don't know if that's my reason, and here's why. If someone says, oh, sure, I'll drive you to the airport, it's, you know, obviously out of mm-hmm. their way, or they have to take off work or whatever,
yep.
to me, well, I would appreciate it, but I want to give them gas money or money for their time or buy them lunch or mm-hmm. something.
Mm-hmm.
And if they say, oh, no, it's just a, you know, favor, you're my friend, I might feel a little awkward, just a little awkward, depending on how close of friends we are, mm-hmm. accepting a favor for nothing. But...
Wait, let's clarify that. You might feel awkward accepting a favor for nothing because you haven't explicitly given them anything in return for it?
Well, right, because I don't want to be a bother to them.
What about your friendship? What about favors that you may have done for them in the past?
Right, and I recognize that they are volunteering to do me a favor and to help me.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm voiding a contract or something. I'm breaking my word or anything.
Mm-hmm. But what if they get a psychological benefit from doing a favor for you?
Right.
Like, what if they just love to help people?
That's why I think my only thoughts for my reason are maybe not valid. The only reason I can think of why I don't like to accept favors from friends is because I don't like to be a trouble. But that might not be a valid reason because I realize I'm not a trouble. They're doing something because they want to help me.
Well, this brings up a really interesting point, Mike. That is that if everybody had truly honest and open communication in this society, they would be able to say in any situation whether or not they're honestly okay with doing a favor.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there are many reasons why someone might volunteer to take you to the airport that don't have to do with
friendship.
Them just truly wanting to do a favor for their friend. For instance, they might be trying to get something from you. They might be feeling guilty because they think that you're mad at them and they want to get in your good graces. They might feel obligated to do it because they're your girlfriend and they think that they have to.
Yeah, okay.
They might want to go to the area that the airport's in for a different reason.
Right. They might be trying to look like a good Samaritan to impress their girlfriend or something.
Exactly. Exactly. So there are many different, ulterior motives that people might have. And I think that maybe this question asker's feelings of reluctance to accept favors like that
mm-hmm.
has to do with him doubting whether the person's intentions, whether the person is being honest about A, whether they really want to do the favor, and B, why they're doing the favor.
Well, that certainly could be, but he did say, why is it so hard to accept favors from friends? Friends. He mentioned friends 3 times in the question. So mm-hmm. if he's talking about his friends and can't trust the communication between them, then maybe that's the underlying issue.
Maybe that's true. Do you think that could be alleviated by having a real honest conversation with a friend? Like, let's say the question asker's friend says, hey, I know you're going to the airport on Monday and I'd really like to drive you down there. And then the question asker says, well, that's really nice of you to offer, but I'd like to give you some gas money or take you out to lunch. Oh, no. I just want to do it as a favor to you. You're my friend. I like you and I'm going to drive you there and I don't want to hear another word about it.
Mm-hmm.
So could the question asker say something in that situation like, let's say he's feeling apprehensive about just accepting the favor.
Okay.
What if he said something to his friend like, hey, this is really nice of you. I really appreciate you offering this, but I'm really feeling worried that I'm going to be a burden on you or a mooch. And I really don't like feeling that way. And I want you to be totally honest with me. We're good friends. If it's any kind of a bother to you, I would really appreciate the chance to compensate you in some way or to let you off the hook for this one.
That sounds awesome to me.
You like that?
Yeah. That sounds like something that I should put into my life. Should I
cool.
use?
Yeah.
Yep, I really like that that solution. In fact, that might be the end of the show. do we have anything else to say? I mean, why? Okay, the question is, why is it so hard to accept favors? And so we could talk about that. But you, in my world, you just gave me a way so that it's not so hard.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't ask for a solution. He just said, why is it so hard? But
Well, I guess that's the problem of whether we try to listen or just fix things, right? Like one of our last episodes. But,
you know, but I'm glad you fixed things for me. Or we'll see if you did, but I'm going to try it.
Well, maybe it'll help the question asker. But if not, like, give us a follow-up. Email us questions@porktherapy.com and let us know whether that helped.
Yep.
I really do think that this question goes back to open and honest communication. Because in our society, there are a lot of these weird cultural dances that go on. You know, you're supposed to be gracious or to be a good person or
unchosen
a good citizen.
Should be my word, yeah.
Yes, yes. You're supposed to accept these deals that you didn't agree to or get into, like relationships with family. You know,
like government, but that's a whole other issue.
Like government. You're supposed to put up with things that you may not necessarily like for the sake of being polite or for being the sake of not hurting other people's feelings or
right.
You know,
and people
like
you might not care about or even know.
Yeah.
In a lot of times, according to social norms.
Yeah, you're supposed to accept like, for instance, I'm thinking of when someone ends a relationship. This is another really good topic we should discuss sometime.
Uh-huh.
But when someone ends a relationship, they often lie because they don't want to hurt the dumpee's feelings. The dumper doesn't want to hurt the dumpee. And the dumper will say something like, oh, it's not you, it's me. I'm just not looking for a relationship right now. You know, all of those kind of BS excuses.
Yeah, it's baloney. It's untrue. It's but it's avoiding conflict. It's like giggling.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they don't giggle when they do it. Oh, I have to break up with you, T.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah. That's absurd, but funny. but no, seriously, both the dumper and the dumpy often just go along with that. It's not you, it's me. You didn't do anything wrong. I'm just not looking for a relationship right now. Oh, okay, if it's that way, I understand, you know. That's fine. I'm hurt, but it's okay. That kind of thing goes on all the time.
Right.
And both people kind of know it's BS, but they tolerate it because for the sake of, you know, sparing their feelings or whatever, when if they really just had an honest conversation, hey, I don't want to date you anymore.
There's probably a better way to say it. But.
I think we should stop seeing each other because I don't think we're compatible.
Right.
What's wrong with saying that instead of it's not you, it's me?
Right. Right, it's harder, but that's
only because
of the social norms.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I think those are social norms that need to change.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So.
And by the way, I guess this is a whole other show, but you can't change the social norm, but you can ignore it and live how you want. And maybe if you and enough, no, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And if enough people do that, then the social norm evaporates.
Right. Well, that's why it's a social norm because it's part of the collective unconscious or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. I agree. I like.
We did, by the way. Give us a possibility for why it is so hard to accept favors from the original question, and that was the poor communication you're talking about.
Yeah.
So if your friends, if you don't trust the communication coming from your friends, that's probably why it's so hard to accept favors, because you doubt the sincerity.
Yeah, I agree.
So the solution...
Once again...
Yeah. would be to find out, to communicate better, more clearly, more truthfully, and I like the example you gave. I'm going to try and use it myself.
Cool. Very nice.
All right.
Well, if you would like our opinion on your questions, you can email us questions@porktherapy.com or you can call us, right, Mike?
That's right. At area code 419-PT-LOVE-4 and record your question. We'll use it on a show.
Yes, indeed. We love to get voicemails because we love to hear our listeners' smiling, happy voices. You know, we get a lot of text, but we like to hear the voices too.
As one of our listeners did, you could just call up and leave a joke. Or sing a song or whatever.
Or a comment or
something more.
Exactly. Hey, maybe we can get Hannah on the show next week.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That would be nice. So
Hannah wrote our theme song.
Yeah. It's a small world.
And you can you can hear our theme song and link to Hannah's webpage for her other songs on our website, porktherapy.com.
Exactly. And that would be porctherapy.com. And, of course, we're heard on the Liberty Radio Network.
That's right.
So dozens of ways to get our content. Aren't you just so happy about that?
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. They're two crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rare.
variety. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. F419PT, love 4.